Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at DV Auction. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Well, the market was searching for a bottom today, but pressure remains. Traders seem to be content to go into the weekend holding short positions, feeling there's limited risk. Packers had the upper hand this week with sellers doing business at lower prices. Lower cutouts failed to bring bids higher, while June is the only contract in positive territory today, as traders remained unwilling to press the downside before the weekend. Later contracts, though, were at their lowest price level since August today. Only cleanup business was seen today as buyers put away their checkbooks again for a few days. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were lower today, with choice cuts 80 cents lower, select down by $1.59. Movement was light today with 54 total loads reported. Over in feeder cattle today, the complex again leading the charge lower with moderate weakness early in the day, but later succumbing to more selling pressure, posting triple-digit losses. As far as this complex is concerned, no bottom is in sight, with traders confident to remain short over the weekend. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower, with trade giving back early gains to test support before firming back towards flat heading into the weekend. Soybean trade 1 to 3 cents higher today, with the market seeing some quiet trade and no big selling pushes to mention. Meal was $1 to $2 higher today, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 5 to 8 cents lower, with trade pulling back from the early gains overnight and fund selling again during the day session after two positive days. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched more as their growing season keeps moving with mixed to good conditions so far and spring wheat seeding ongoing. The U.S. High Plains looks wet for Oklahoma and Texas, along with central and eastern Kansas, likely to see some mixed progress with potentially more open weather again in the near term.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.